Time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight, and today we shine that spotlight onto Child and Family Services, the VP of Acute Care Services, Pam Bullerino. Good morning. She joins us now.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Child and Family Services has been around for 100 plus years, started as an adoption agency. Well, actually, it was an orphanage originally, but through the years, it's developed to be so much more. And right now, it's probably one of the leading mental health agencies in the Fall River, New Bedford area.
So it's more about mental health these days than it is about kids.
Yeah, we still have our kid programs. We have our adoption program. We have our school-based programs. We have our mentor program. But I would say close to 70% of our work through Child and Family is mental health and substance abuse. But mental health being the primary one. We've always been in New Bedford and Fall River. And about maybe 15, 20 years ago, we expanded to Plymouth. But the Plymouth area was the mobile crisis team, which is the team that goes out to see individuals that are suffering from mental health and substance abuse and does a psychiatric assessment on those individuals. So in 2023, when the state initiative kicked off with the community behavioral health centers, Child and Family Services was awarded 2+ community behavioral health centers.
Wow. What's the biggest thing happening with Child and Family right now?
Yeah, so the Community Behavioral Health Center, it's something that I wish I could just scream on billboards for people to understand what it is. Because when people hear, they're like, wow, really? Governor Baker at the time when he kicked off this initiative, it's really, there's no wrong door. If somebody is suffering from mental health and substance abuse, they can come to Child and Family or to any Community Behavioral Health Center in the state of Massachusetts, walk in the door 24/7 and be greeted and seen by a clinician in the moment.
So many times you hear about stories like somebody needs help and there's no room at these places and things like that. So that's done. That's not the case.
That's not the case. And one of the things that people don't realize is that for many years, Child and Family was embedded in the emergency rooms. We were the ones doing the assessments on individuals that were Medicaid products, so a lot of mass health products. So we were assessing for safety and discharging folks from the emergency room or sending them to psychiatric hospitals. That model changed with the Community Behavioral Health Center. The goal is that 70% of the individuals that go to the emergency room will stop going and go to the actual community behavioral health center, with only about 30% still going to the emergency room, because the fact is there are individuals that do need to go to the emergency room for assistance due to their mental health and substance abuse that cannot be managed in the community. We have the ability to see individuals in the community, assess them for safety, and if we feel that they're unsafe to be in the community, we have the ability to send them right to a psychiatric hospital without ever stepping foot in the emergency room.
It's a good reminder too. I mean, the conversations around mental health are increasing. This happens to everyone and anyone. It could be your neighbor, your loved one. Just to know these resources in case you have that moment and you need to use them, you're there.
Even though the CBHC was initiated as a Medicaid-driven product, meaning mass health product, Child and Family is embedded with a lot of different insurances. So we always say, like, do not worry about it. We will figure it out. We also have 2 voluntary inpatient units at Child and Family. People don't realize that. New Bedford has 2 units. They have a kids unit with 9 beds, which will eventually go to 15. And then we have an adult unit that's 9 beds that will go to 12. Those 2 units are voluntary units. So these are individuals that I know they're not safe to be in the community, but don't meet the threshold to be admitted to a psychiatric hospital without consent. So we provide them voluntary setting where they can stay for 5 days overnight, get treatment, see a psychiatry every single day, a clinician, part of groups. And we do a lot of things there that people have no idea about.
If somebody's having a mental health crisis, what's the best first step?
Honestly, if they put in mobile crisis New Bedford, Mass, the number will come up.
Pam Bullerino, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know about the Child and Family Services and how much it's changed over the past 100 years.
You got it.
You're doing great work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.